holds a PhD in astrophysics from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Before that, she earned bachelor's degrees in physics and music from Bethel College in St. Paul, Minnesota. Since 1999, she has been an assistant professor of physics and astronomy at Calvin College, which, as most of you know, is a Christian liberal arts college in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She has made numerous observations with the Very Large Array Radio Telescope, which is in New Mexico, and her research on gravitational lenses, the infrared background, and the formation of galaxies has been published in the Astrophysical Journal and other locations. She and her husband, Lauren, who is also a professor at Calvin, and Lauren should be here later this weekend, they present many presentations on science and Christian faith. And Debbie enjoys gardening, cooking, and playing piano for church services. She's a wonderful musician. She's multiply talented. And I have to give you a few little personal anecdotes. Debbie and I were in graduate school at the same time. We were both in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And she was at MIT, and I was down the street at Harvard. And MIT and Harvard don't like each other generally, but Debbie and I tried to become into each other. We were both in the graduate-level Christian fellowship groups of these two institutions. We got to know each other. And it's quite amazing because there aren't that many, percentage-wise, there aren't that many women in astronomy. The numbers are growing, but we're still a minority. Of that, there aren't very many women who are doing radio astronomy, which we both do. There aren't that many women doing radio astronomy in graduate school at the same time in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which we both were. There aren't that many women doing radio astronomy in graduate school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who are both Christians and involved in Christian fellowship, which not only were we, but another person, Lori Harrell, had the same aspects and maybe more. And so we just felt like God, this must be up to something very weird. And weird or wonderful or both. And so Debbie and I have remained friends throughout the years. She's been a tremendous example to me in her dedication as a professor at Calvin, not only in her teaching dedication, but in being integrated into the lives of the students and coming up with helpful ways to teach people how to think about science and Christianity, both people who are in the sciences and people who are in the church. And so I think that you'll agree that Debbie has a wonderful style of opening up our eyes and our hearts, and I'm so glad she's here. So Debbie, we welcome Dr. Harsma to the podium tonight, and we're glad you're here.